It is the review. Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers for this one. Quite tight knit. And not really, despite the scoreline, not really going to be a big one, I don't think, Sean. I mean, it's a cakewalk for Liverpool, is the obvious thing to say. I mean, he goes strong, and I think whilst that might have come as a surprise to a few people, there's quite a lot of discussion in the pre-match press conference around rhythm and his desire for rhythm and what that entails. And I think that might have preempted the side that gets put out last night. But I think within all of that, you've probably got to consider the schedule and this, the international break being the thing that I'm referencing most there. If that wasn't on the horizon, maybe, just maybe, we might have seen more changes. What do you think?
Yes, definitely the rhythm, especially in the business end of the season. You are hoping, and obviously we'll know more after Sunday, that there might be an FA Cup semi-final that might have knock-on effects of when league games get played. We're going to have Everton midweek. There's going to be a number of weeks with the quarterfinal of the Europa League as a bare minimum before you even consider semi-finals, without being in any way arrogant or getting ahead of ourselves, that you've got to have a group ready to do three games a week. And it's all very well and good saying, well, I've got the five subs, but you might not want to rotate heavily. And if you've got players that just aren't in great form at that point in time, it makes it very difficult. Yeah, I don't want to name names, but you might have, say, two forwards absolutely flying, and you might have two or three forwards just not flying whatsoever. And therefore, going into big games, you've got to pick them too, and possibly you've got to ask them to go three games in that week. And you might be able to sub them, depending on scoreline and so forth. So you can only prepare to do three games a week if you are training and are in condition to be able to do that. And that's something we talk about a lot with lower league teams, that if they have to go to the well, it's also the mental and concentration aspect of this, of doing all them kind of things and sleeping at potentially weird times and eating at potentially weird times and all the other things that go with it. Now, you don't want to be doing that for the whole season, because that's where just mentally and physically you're going to be ruined. You know, Aidan O'Brien, a fantastic, obviously, you know, arguably the greatest horse racing trainer in the world right now, possibly worldwide. You know, he always says, look, grade one athletes, so he's talking about horses, but he extends it to athletes. So a bit like Formula One cars, you know, you've got to take that into effect, that little finickety things can be there, highly strung situations. But also, there's a miles on the clock position. And one thing that Liverpool have in their favour this time around that we quite often haven't had in a run-in, in that a lot of the run-ins with Klopp, we haven't had that big a squad of players that he can really trust.